Oh, hi. Welcome. And there we are. You might not know. Okay, let me battle this one out with my microphone. Come here, honey. There we go. So, basically, today I decided that I'll dig out a bunch of old USBs to check which ones are actually empty and which ones actually have something, anything. And basically, I decided to go like into the whole mode of like, let me see what we got here. Like honestly, I was like, I knew I have some old shit going on in there, but like that little moment when I discovered these Facebook zipped like albums. And I'm like, oh fuck, that happened. And then just like as I went through one of the albums that just literally had my art from like the college years and whatnot, and like prior to that. And I watched it and I was like, oh my God. I was such horrible, like literally drawings were just piss take, like what? Horrible. I mean, ew. From one side, I looked at it and I was like, okay, that like makes perfect sense because I was practicing stuff. It was kind of like, practice makes perfect. But then again, I would like, curse myself because some of the people there were like, way better than me at drawing, and I was like, shitty. But that was at the time. Even now, I'm like not perfect at drawing, and like, but I'm decent. Like I can sketch well. I'm shit at detailing still, but I'm pretty damn good at sketching, so that's a plus, in my humble opinion. Also, went across some of my old photos and I was like, oh shit. And there's some photos where I was like, that looks amazing, and that just propelled me to post some of those into Instagram. So yeah, things happened. But like, just that little moment of like seeing some pictures of like me when I was like all the way back, like age 16, 17, like 18. Like, fuck off. Like, looking at it, like, I looked like one way, and like I had this, I want to say like going through the pictures over the like 15 something years, like, with that difference. Like 14 years difference, ha ha ha, and just like seeing the development of that, I was like, holy fuck, like this bitch is me, like the fuck. And I was like, did I wear that? Oh my God, like you just go through these like, and like I seriously, I went through this whole like fashion stuff when Visual K was a hot shit. I mean, it's still hot shit, but like that was hot shit for me then, and I was like trying to like somehow look the part of Visual K, but I was sucking balls at it anyway. And like I still managed to pull off some stuff, and I was kind of like punk, but like a bit colorful punk. And like the whole sense of mixing up some punkish random shit with like thrifted stuff and like the skirt part from Valolita freaking dress, like what? Like what were you doing, honey? That looks all over the place. But at the same time, that whole mess of a thing with like creative brewing kind of like got to a point where I learned how to mix and match stuff so it looks decent. So yeah, I was quite proud of that eventually. And then I seen some of the pictures that were like a few years back, like about like 4 years back, 5 years back, when I was like working with the government and whatnot, and being like, with the youth and stuff and all that. And I looked at myself then and I was like, holy shit, this bitch looks just fucking tired as fuck. Like, she looks exhausted, is what she looks like. Like, just like the face is just like dreadful. It's kind of like the life was halfway pulled out of her. And like she was like literally like I like looking at those photos, I was like, okay, nobody has to see that. Deleted like 100 and something of those. Done, gone. And I was like, that just literally looked like I was like dying. It's like that's what it looked like. Like I'm maybe like walking dead, to be honest, because it just it wasn't looking good. And like even if the clothes look good and everything else looked good, like the face was just showing how fucking dreadful it is. And I'm like, oh my god. Like, honey, where were your friends to tell you that you looked like shit? Like, why haven't you noticed? Like, what the hell? And I'm like, oh my god, honey. Mm-mm. Not good at all. Mm-mm. But yeah, all of that is now deleted. I mean, the photographers themselves, like, or some, like, old archived photos might still have that now, maybe. But genuinely, I don't think so. Then I just went through, like, older options of photos, and there's some... I mean, few things I can genuinely be proud of is the photos that I have done by myself. Like, when I was kind of, like, modeling and doing, like, you know, the photos of myself. And then when I was modeling for someone, when we actually established the concept of the photos and we kind of, like, went for actual photo shoots. Bitch. Like, some of the photos from that was epic. Like, even since my years of college, like, some of the photographers who took my pictures back then, I mean, they look epic. Like, even if it's black and white, even if it's, like specially sepia'd and shit, like, it looks epic, in my humble opinion. Like, I still love them. And, like, yeah, some of these pictures still have, like, you know, the background stories to them. Some of them just have, like, evidence that I had boyfriends. Like, hickeys on my neck and shit. That's really, like, you have to zoom in to see it. But, like, it's fucking evident. College years. Wee! And then, like, with how it's going, like, just that the whole thing just dropped and, like, it was more creative. It was more, like, out there. And, like, some of the photo shoots that were done, like, when I was 18, like, right after the freaking times of college and whatnot. That was some, I mean, there's, yeah, it was, I still have the rest of the photos from that photo shoot at the end. Yeah, it's like that, like, exploration of the human body in general and the body as a sculpture. So I do understand the whole concept, and I was modeling there. So that's why I was in the outfit my mother had birthed me with throughout the whole of the shoot. That was cold. But the photos turned out pretty good. And that was still, like, the time when I was, like, without any tattoos, without any, like, you know, piercings and stuff. Like, the only one was still in my tongue. So... like, those things. And, like, I genuinely enjoyed, like, being a model. I genuinely, like, when I was, like, you know, a few years back when I was not only modeling, but, like, the one who would, like, make up the story and, like, the concept for the photo shoots with those, like, fantasy stuff and whatnot. I loved that. I genuinely did. And, like, working with, like, a few other photographers that did kind of, like, fashion slash kind of, like, fantasy-ish shit, it was also cool. Like, I literally, like, I loved it. Like, no shit, I love it. I was studying arts and design, then I was studying photography because I love art. And, like, for me to kind of, like, remind myself that I actually am pretty damn dope when it comes to, like, the concept of, like, art, photography, visuals, like, to create the visual, I'm pretty good at it. Like, I'm shit at explaining it sometimes. Most times. But genuinely, I have a picture, I can, like, put it together and I can explain it if you can just kind of, like, vibe into it. So, like, even with a fantasy, like, photo shoots, like, the amount of money spent, like, I spent on it to just, like, get the clothing, get, like, you know, the makeup, the preps and props and whatnot and everything else, like, and the photographers would just, like, I mean, one of the photographers enjoyed just, like, she had her own wardrobe of stuff. And she was the one to put the makeup on me because she was damn freaking epic at that. Not to mention she did the hair also, and she had all the, you know, we kind of, like, kind of spoke about the concepts, and altogether I think we did like 4 or 5 photo shoots, and they all look good. And genuinely I enjoyed those, and like only a few of these photo shoots were kind of like I helped pick together like stuff for the outfits, and genuinely all the outfits she had them, so I didn't have to be bothered. But only we worked together on 2, like to put it together, because one of them I just kind of like plastered on my own, and the other one I did the props and whatnot. So yeah, and with that, kind of like I enjoyed it, and the pictures turned out great. Although like she had her own concept, her own style, what she wanted to see, so it's kind of like her thing. And then with some time, I had another photographer I worked with, and basically I was the one to explain to that person a lot of like how I want to see it, and then like genuinely I'm like, it's gonna be fantasy, and he's like, whatever. And then eventually when we come to it and like the whole thing is assembled, only then when he can see the models, the like assembly of the whole thing, because he'd just be watching me like creating the whole thing and just questioning the fucking sanity of the whole situation, the why. And then when everything would be put together, only then would he see the whole thing. Before then, he would not see shit. Or like he would have his own perception of it, which was like way too far away from mine. And I'm not saying that we had like miscommunication, but we had a bunch of miscommunication. But genuinely, the photo shoots I arranged with this person, we managed to like literally like put together some pretty good photos. And this person was not into this kind of like fashion-y slash kind of like fantasy-ish so much as me. He was more into his own kind of like darker type of like, I wouldn't say grunge, but something along the lines of grunge and like gothic sort of photography. And I'm more like, it can be dark, sure, but like I want fantasy. And I want like a dash of like fashion into it, so can we please? And I'm a horrible person to work with, because like if I'm the one created the concept and you like I'll pressure you into this concept, like I need you to know, like this is what I want. I have the, like, I don't have the camera, you're gonna have the camera, but this is what I want. But when it came genuinely to me and what I want to see, like, if I am not only creating everything and I'm not the only kind of like person that provides all the stuff and all that and builds it together, if I also hold the camera, I can say only God bless, because like, I mean, I wouldn't say I'm a shabby photographer. I'm a decent photographer, like if I have the camera on me. But I'm the one that does not like to use Photoshop much. Like the gradients and everything else, I will fucking hate it. Like I'm pretty good with like old school cameras. I'm like, I love them. I worked on those most of the time I was studying photography. And me and the digital cameras were still mismatched. So I don't know why, but like for some damn ass reason, I still cannot remember any ISOs. Like to me, it's kind of like, yeah, just like this aperture goes with that. And like for it to look this way, like what? I'm messed up with that. Like I just, they go manual and then I go like and focus on what I want, but genuinely like I need to see it through the kind of like the lens to know what's going on, because like, and when it comes to like darker, lighter, like I allow the freaking technology to do the thing, because like I'll be too damn, you know, preoccupied with the shoot itself, so I don't need some extra shit going on in there. So yeah, those little things that make you feel old. And either that or I'm just genuinely not interested in that aspect at all. Like, I'll just put it kind of like on automatic and then just like do my own thing. But like presets can be automatic, sure. What I will do with it later is going to be like what I focus on and everything else. I need to feel the lens and I'll be the one focusing on what I want to focus on. But with any shoots, like I genuinely go and pick a place and like the light settings and everything else that will be matched together. Like I will not do like makeup on photoshoot, piss off, like, you know, on Photoshop, I mean. I'll genuinely just have a makeup artist do the makeup on the person, And then we'll do the shoot, kind of like with everything being there, like, you know, we'll plaster it together. Even in the, when I was in college, like, I wanted to have a, I want to say drape, but like long cloth, fucking curtain with flowers on it. And I just thought like, oh, maybe I should go and get like, you know, fake flowers, you know, and get them on. You know what I did? I actually went to the shop and bought real flowers. I bought pins and I pinned, like, I literally took out flowers from the stems and I pinned the flower heads to the freaking curtain. It took me a while because I got a bunch of flowers. But it was looking pretty good for like what I could do at the time in college. There was also like some things I was quite genuinely interested in. I liked modeling at the time, and like there was so many, like the whole like topic on like trying out modeling is like the whole level of like pain in itself, because I was happy enough to go on to like one or two fashion shows in my life. One was in college itself when they used me as a model on a runway, and the other one was like another runway that was like in a club for multiple designers. And I went in there as a photographer. Let's begin with that, like the one that's in the, that was in a club. I went there as a photographer. I ended up being a model. And I was just like going around and I was saying to like my fellow photography people that you bitch better not take fucking pictures of me. That's why from that whole event there's only exists only a few pictures. And yeah, it was actually a pretty cool event. We had I think it was ambassador from Malaysia that we had there that night also. Like, it was like, even though it was in the club, it was quite like a fancy, like, you know, event in general. And we had like one of the top DJs modeling at the time with us, and I was like in such a gay panic when her like for one of the outfits was literally like nips, like you put these kind of like rounded thingies on your nips, and like, you know, it was like a lingerie kind of like line that the person did. So one of her nip covers, it started to peel off with the double-sided tape, and I was the only other person in the backstage. And she just asked me, like, oh, can you just, like, glue it? And, honey, my gay panic was there already, because when I saw her, she had huge, you know, rack, and I assume it was, like, silicone and that, but, like, damn, it was looking hot. I mean, honey. And, like, her proportions all together, like, I was already having a hard time focusing anywhere. And to top it off, she's like, yeah, just gotta press it on my boob. And I'm like, gay panic. Okay, how? Nah. So Jesus, I mean, I managed to tape it up and like put pressure, but like not touch her boobs, because like respectfully I could not touch piece of art. I was too embarrassed to do that. I was so the thoughts of mile per second that was running in my head. And in the same event, I also had like a free haircut done on me by a stylist, because he saw me, he's like, we missing a model. And then he just like, he basically grabbed me, said like, you'll do, then set me down, did the haircut, and literally like put me on the runway afterwards. I was in utter shock, and I literally had to have another girl lend me her pair of high heels for me to walk on the runway. It was horrible. It was a roller coaster in general, but I loved it. And one of the pictures we had at the end of that whole thing was basically when a friend of mine came in backstage, and there was all of us at this like last walk was about the lingerie walk, you know, and there's still the girls with like the nip covers and these thongs and these kind of like undies that are all that, you know. And we started to change, you know, into our clothes. And, like, half of the girls were already, like, you know, almost butt naked and shit. And I was there, like, with all of my top stuff gone. And I was just only in the underwear. And thank God I was hiding at the very back. So we had like a group photo of all the models that were present, but I was hiding at the back, so it's like you can just like literally see my head at the top, and I was happy about that. So yeah, that was quite a cool one. But besides that, when it came to modeling, I was literally dissed and shited on by modeling agencies, because they would like, oh yeah, we need girls that are like 170 centimeters and higher. So others would only go for like 175 or like 173 and higher. I'm 169, 170 tops. Like after Cairo, I might be like 171. But anyway, by the standards of what they expected, I was still a short-ass model. And like at one time, like basically most of these like places, they say like you have to come over to us and you don't have to wear any makeup. I was in college, so sleep-deprived kid that does a lot of drinking, because things, and like smoking like a trucker. So of course I had like literally dark eye bags under my eyes, but I had ambition. So I just went to those auditions and I fucking was denied every single time. And the worst cases were literally going to those places, and because like I knew so like close to nothing about them, just like going to that place and then just being like, oh yeah, like we can do you a portfolio, and then you can apply with the portfolio to like a proper agency. And I'm just sitting there thinking like, then who the fuck are you? Like, you're just positioning yourself online as a modeling agency, and at the same time you're just straight out telling me that like you'll do me a portfolio and you're gonna refer it to an agency. What? And I stumbled across that kind of like places quite a lot, because it was like at that time, I think it was a lot of hype to find the modeling agencies and whatnot to try and work there and all that. And because of it, it was plainly horrendous, what I can say. Like the amount of people that were trying to use you and shit. And like, I was not happy about it. And I went to these kind of like damn auditions, and I was still like, oh yeah, you don't fit this, you don't fit that, you're like, your under eyes are too dark, our makeup artist is gonna have a hard time with you. And I'm like, cool, like, why did you make me sit like half hour in like a waiting area just for you to come out and say that to me now? Like, and then they say like, you should have had a full like face of makeup done, because like we're doing like trial shoots. And I'm like, no, you clearly stated in your fucking emails that you want no makeup done. What the fuck? Like, why are you contradicting yourselves? And then it's like, I went across like about six or something places like this, where they were like doing you full face of makeup, hair and everything else. And then they were doing photo shoots with you. And then they're like, oh yeah, so now if you want to buy out these photos for your portfolio, this is how much it's going to cost. And you're like, so you're not an agency? No. I'm like, fuck you then. So I think at like place number three or like four, when I started to get the whole thing with them just like, you know, wasting their product on me and doing my hair and makeup on me and just like, you know, photos and all that. I mean, I was pretty good at like, you know, posing and whatnot, but I was not the type that's gonna be I'm not the cutesy type that like some of them were, like the hot type. I'm the alternative, I guess. So either classy or alternative, something in the mix. And what they were pulling on me was like not basically whenever they'd pull the same shit with like, oh yeah, now you have to buy out the photos and it's gonna be like 2,000, like 1,000. I'm like, fuck that, bye. And they were confused. And then I had like these weirdest like text messages or emails with like, oh yeah, now you can just like, we've made the discount up to like 400 or like £800. And I'm like, you're saying to a broke ass student who's just barely surviving on like freaking benefits, like crashing at, you know, friends' houses and whatnots and trying to figure out life, to pay you like the money that's like Maybe somewhere about like 4 times the amount of like receiving support from the government. Cool, cool, way to go. And they're like, oh yeah, but like if you would like it that much and if you really want it, you'll find the money. Like, bitch, if I really want it, I would shoot you in your face. Honey, it's London. I could shank you and just take the fucking USB or your whole fucking laptop and your camera. Like, come on. I'm being like polite in this case scenario, okay? So it was just ridiculous. So yeah, like modeling did not go for me. So at some point I just went into like being the photographer. So at one point I even got to be working for a modeling agency, which they said they were. We're not. What they did was basically the same thing that other places like that did to me, which is basically you go in, they say like, oh yeah, we'll just do you a few photos for you to send like your like mini portfolio to our agency there and there, and like they'll tell us whether you will be fit to go along modeling or not. And they ask you like, at the time it was like 20 to 40 pounds. And the photo shoot is that there's a makeup artist that does the, you know, full face of makeup, some hair styling, you know, and like there's already like clothes to change into, and you can just like, you know, work about it. And like literally people would pay and then do the shoot, you know, and the photos were like, you know, so-so. I mean, at the time I was like, what, 17, 18? Of course the photos were so-so, like I was still kind of A-okay, but I did not, like, know how to, like, photograph people clearly at the time. I was still, like, you know, figuring it out. And I still managed to kind of, like, bluff my way into working there as a photographer. Hilariously enough, they took me in. And then I realized why it's such a shitty thing. Because people would come in, they would pay money, they would have these photos taken, told them, like, oh, yeah, it's sent to this agency. And then when I sat at the computer and... like before we would open up one day, I was explained that these photos, like, yes, you edit them on the laptop in like Lightroom software and you just compile them like into the, you know, into the like the, you know, you zip them and that's basically it. You don't send them anywhere, they're just staying on that computer, that's it. They're not being sent anywhere, there's no agency that views them, there's no nothing. It's just there. And then after some time, people just come in and you just tell them, okay, they said, you know, you just like start bullshitting people like, oh yeah, this agency said like you have to buy out the full thingy and it's kind of like 200, like, and we have to like, you know, the make full portfolio and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, that's just ridiculous. Like that's, so at some point after like, we're like working there for a few weeks, realizing that I'm not gonna make any money, first of all, and being dumb cunt, I decided like, oh, I'll actually tell people that come in the truth. And people that were coming in, they were like either Russian speakers or they're from Latvia, or they were like, you know, they were basically the people I could speak with in my mother tongue or the tongue of my, you know, country language or something like that. Or they were like, you know, from the Baltics as well or something, like Romanians as well. And I could like, you know, talk to them in a sense like this is not gonna work out. So when they would come in, wait, I just literally tell them to their faces that it's a scam and they should just like go home and like that's not the thing, go and find something better. And that's what I did. And then the manager came up to me and he was having issues. And I said I quit. And what did I do with like whatever payout I had? After I said that I might actually call police on his ass. Yeah, I just like went out and got a few drinks and sat as a sad quack for the reason that now I have to find another job and I'm too fucking righteous for my own kind of like, I mean, demise, detriment. Because I just, it was like, I don't know why, but so many jobs in UK that I've been through, and there were like a bunch of jobs which would try and scam people, and I couldn't fucking do that. Like, I just had to tell people the truth. And because of that, I would lose the fucking job. Or like the moments when I just start saying like, oh, maybe this is what you should do, or maybe that is what you should try to attract this and that, or like to improve the whole business. And of course, I was sent to fuck myself, basically. And yeah, that's kind of like stories, basically. Yeah, where were we? So yeah, that's like the past when it comes to modeling, and and whatnot. Oh, horrible, horrible time. I think not necessarily true, but I think. And now I'm just thinking like this. It's like, I mean, I still like photography, and eventually I might take it up again. And when I do, it's gonna be whatever I want to do. I'll just have somebody edit the pictures. I'll be too lazy with that. So yeah, like, make it happen again. Or basically, I don't know, have my besties just do pictures for me, negotiate what we want to do. As long as I'm not gonna be butt naked again, like, I'm not digging that. That's too fucking cold. Like, seriously too cold, like, no. I mean, I have been in a thin ass shirt, like, years back. I was in, like, thin chiffon shirt. Kind of like, it was a corsety thingy. And, like, also chiffon. Chiffon. Kind of like skirts. Plus the boots. Middle of the blimmin' winter, snow everywhere, and I'm just like climbing around like I never felt the cold. I was freezing. Half an hour like this in the snow, I was fucking freezing. So even though I can manage to pretend like, oh yeah, the cold never bothered me anyway, it doesn't last for long. Like, at some point I'm gonna be like, oh no, give me my coat back. That, and then when I get home, I'll be like, give me my 100 grams of vodka or rakia or something on that sort to just literally not freeze to death. Or straight up literally hot tea and a bunch of flu medication right off the bat so I don't freaking get cold. Yeah. Weirdness. It's just it's still kind of weird to think back like, oh, I have this kind of like hefty amount of random ever events happen to me, and that's why I know stuff. Like, so weird. That kind of like makes me remember how there would be like when I was, I think, 19 or something there, along those lines. It's like, 11 years back. I literally had a few people I worked with because I was like, it was some random company that dealt with insulation of the houses, and we had to like fact check the house if the houses were insulated enough. Weird stuff in the UK. Anyway, and at some point I worked with like a few people, and on one of which I developed a crush eventually, and things happened. That's a different part. But but like once, like, I had this, like, older gentleman that I worked with, and we were, like, going around, like, you know, knocking on the doors, asking the houses this and that, you know, regarding the insulation, yada yada. And basically, because we were going around, he told me his life story, not so much, but, like, overall, about his, like, you know, family and whatnot, this and that. And then I told him my life story. And eventually, as we finished, like, the rounds, and there was, like, a specific time for us to just, like, you know, go back, he bought me lunch, kind of like this sandwiches, you know, like you can get from a shop, and like, and a bottle of fizzy drink. And he basically said like, I am just wondering, how exactly did you not end up like into narcotics or like, you know, a full-fledged alcoholic? How the fuck did you manage to survive all that and just still try? I'm like, I don't know myself. So like, all of that thing made me kind of, like, sometimes realize, you know, meeting these kind of people when, like, back in the days when I would tell them, like, my life story and having their feedback is, like, it kind of helped me realize that actually my life was fucked up. Even more fucked up than I thought it was fucked up. That was kind of, like, dark, but kind of funny. And, yeah. And like made me realize that there's actually people that kind of like had decency to just apologize, even though it was not them, but just like all in all apologize that the like shit happened. And that kind of encouraged me to just like go, like keep going. Like, it's not gonna, like, I never knew if it's gonna get pretty, when it's gonna get pretty, when it's get normal. Like, I never knew. And like, it was all over the place. Oh, life stories, eh? But like now, I'm just genuinely freaking proud of myself because I managed to accomplish a course. Course is now live. I have 2 students. Like, yay, accomplishments. I sort of like managed to keep positivity. I have like stuff that I'm like learning online myself with these like online courses. It's always interesting to like find something new that you can just like develop on. And I genuinely like it. It's nice. Like, I'm still learning kind of like about myself and about like things that are interesting. And I just see that apparently my kind of like level of interest just goes. Like, I was called professional dilettante for, I think for a reason, because I know a lot of things, but like not in depth, but like overall. It's weird, I guess. But yeah, things happened. And, anywhere. Let's just put it somewhere there on a shelf, let it just chill. The one thing I'm just still confused about, I think, is that Christmas, it's like everybody's celebrating Christmas, everybody's celebrating winter solstice with like Yule logs and all that and all the, you know, greatness. And there's me that's like, I don't feel any Christmassy feelings. I ain't got no fucking clue what you guys are on about. Like, I don't know. Like, I'm just genuinely like watching series, like trying to work on my stuff, like, which is definitely right now letting my brain cool off after creating a course. So what I'm doing, of course, I'm binging shit and I'm playing League, because why not? And at the end of all that, I'm just thinking, like, I really like genuinely want to like work on parallels. Like, I want to get into it, but at the same time I'm feeling like I cannot necessarily get into it right now in here, because if I do, like, I think with my kind of like ways of writing, the moment I, especially with this fucking book story, like whenever it comes to parallels, if I go into it, into kind of like writing it, developing the story again, I'm consumed by the story. I live with it now. My brain only functions in that manner. And I'm just going to be lost in it. And getting back, like, you know, with reality is going to be a problem, because I need, like, constant stimulation to kind of, like, get shit done when it comes to that exact writing. And I do writing really well if I'm surrounded by, you know, the right kind of environment. And right now, it doesn't work. Like, the environment I have right now is like, it doesn't add up to what I want, to what I need for me to finish the work that I'm working on at the perfect level at which I want it to be. Downside of being perfectionist, but like, it makes sense in my head, basically. Like, I cannot make it good unless I'm someplace which in a way reflects the everything that's happening in my book. I need references. And the best references I get, not from seeing stuff on screen, but from real life. And I need to see it. Like, I need to see people, not local people. I need to see other people. That's why I want to go and just like throw my ass all the way to Asia. Because like, that's where I'll see some diversity. And like new stuff with, because like, even parallels, like the book too, it just like, most of the events are being developed, like done, created sort of in that environment, which has that sort of culture, and not the European one. So to me, it's kind of like, it's kind of like 50-50, but like I need that and I need to see it. I need to, because when I write, I need to add like the small details. it's not just about, oh, this is what it looks like. No, bitch. I need to put in small details like the smell of the bakery at like certain time of a day, which is there if you pass by, or like the reflections of certain like lights on the windows at specific, like, you know, times of day when you pass, like, you know, by, or like, you know, typical person that lives there and you see them often, like these little things is what I put into what I'm writing. Like there's like small things that I like to include, or like a specific type of, like, you know, passages. Like in the first book, I included areas of London from St. James's Park to, I mean, like that one bench, bruh, amount of times I got boost in there. On that specific bench, and Quadrant Square, I think it was, or Quadrant Passage. Basically, it was redeveloped. But when I was there, when it was like way, way, way years back, it had a place that's called Antique Pâtisserie. And that cafe was so amazing. Like the whole, like, passage was half deserted at the time, and there were only like a few shops working, and they were like closing down because of redevelopment, and the redevelopment took ages for them to complete. And when it was completed, when it was near completion, I was already abroad. So like I'd like to see it now, basically, how it ended up being, how it's looking now, but things. And those things prior to that redevelopment, like when it was like 2000 something, not like 2010, maybe 2009. So those things, like there's some certain like small details that are about it. So yeah, like details of like which pub is across the road, stuff like that. So yeah. I like to add those little things. The smell of stuff, like the feel of stuff, because like you only pick them up when you're there. You only can conjure them when you feel it, when you have it. Not from your fucking memory, because if it's just from the fucking memory, it's not making sense. Or like when you just like put your imagination. When you put your imagination, it's good to add something that's realistic, that's just like these little kind of like nitbits that make it more real. Because like, it's kind of like that's the juice in it. it's the tasty bits that makes it amazing. Yeah. So overall, like it's the pain, because like I think the whole of the like parallels at the moment is kind of like my most painstakingly plastered conjured child. Like I have worked on that bitch since long ago, and like the first ever drafts were like all the way back in 2008, and I think I rewrote the book about fucking 7 or 8 times. The last time I rewrote the book was, I think, a few years back, when I decided that I was gonna write the whole thing not from a third person perspective, but first person perspective of multiple characters simultaneously. Why would I freaking curse myself like that? I don't know, but I decided to go for it. And I did. So that's why it's kind of like painful in a way. And it's like the one story I have the full complete thing about in my head. But like the moment I opened the freaking the gates of like the wardrobe, the Narnia, you know, the box of Pandora, and I just like jump back into the whole story, I'm lost to the outside world. Like I'll just be like, I need to live with it, and I need to like draw inspiration from everything around me, and I just like I look a little bit like a freaking psychopath, or a maniac in general, like, you know, crazy person. And I kind of engage with people, but at the same time, I, because of the story side effects, I might try out shit that the characters might do to know exactly what that will lead to. Makes sense? Makes sense. I mean, in my head, it makes sense because, like, that's how some things happened for the stories to happen. Because, like, some things are felt, like, some things you can express in your writing better if you have been through them yourself. And maybe that's why I just, like, randomly over, like, you know, my lifetime, I just, like, throw myself in the randomest ever, like, situations in life ever, just to see how it will, you know, like, roll out. Just know for research purposes. Like, I mean, that writing eventually, like, it, those situations eventually kind of, like, become my writing, and that's kind of, like, there. And that makes me remember this person who once was asking me, how can they write as good as me, in a sense of, like, emotional kind of, like, backing and detailing. And I was like, I don't know, mate. Like, you're good. You're good as you are. Just, like, you know, try stuff. And that's why I just, yeah, I'm a bad example, I think. Because I literally, like, I just wanted to know how exactly, for example, the hostess clubs work. So what did I do? Exactly. I just went ahead and I decided, I just threw myself in to see how that works by working it. So, but yeah, I was too much of a tomboy, and apparently at some point people were freaked out by me because they were thinking I'm trans. Funny, huh? And I went along with it saying, like, don't worry, I'm taped up way too well. It's not going to come up. Amount of people I freaked out with, they say. But at the same time, it was quite funny. But yeah, like, things, seeing people, kind of like how they react, how things happen, like the whole thing with illegal substances and whatnot. And being told things like you never thought that you would ever hear in your life. And you're like, wow, shit. It actually, like, such shit, like, exists. Like, these stories actually happen. Like, it's not just some weird ass, like, things and fucking happen. So yeah, like, I mean, I guess that's why it's kind of, like, interesting to just, like, look at life in general, because it's kind of like, it sounds like fiction, it's actually real. So that's why I like to fuck around with my fiction as well, to kind of, like, make it sound real. And, like, with what I have seen, some shit was drawn from something real. Like, when it comes to even, like, Seven Deadly Cardinals. Yeah. Like, it's not that it's based on real events. It's based on my imagination. Sure. But, like, shit from my imagination is also based from my memories. And my memories are from the crazy-ass level of things I pulled off when I was, like... I mean, I guess that the most crazy shit I pulled in my life was between the ages of 16 and the age of maybe, like, 27. Like, 28. Afterwards, it was a calculated kind of, like, let's try it, but we're calculated about it. Like, But, like, yeah. I mean, there was, like, a part of time when I was married, so I couldn't really pull off some crazy, crazy level shit. Still did some dumb shit. So yeah, like, knowing stuff is pretty cool. Going through stuff is pretty cool. You can write about it later. Like, that's like the shittiest thing you can say to a person, I guess. Especially when you go through, like, some traumatic episode of your life and that just fucking breaks you mentally and you're in shards and pieces, and somebody comes up to you and says, like, oh yeah, but you can write a book about it. I'd kill the motherfucker. I wouldn't question it. I'd just I'd shank a bitch. Like, why? I mean, like, that's basically... yeah, that's basically what I was told when I would just, like, when I was, like, back in college, like, I'd pour my soul out to someone. Things happens, and then they're like, oh yeah, but you should write a book about your life. Like, so you want to read my trauma now? How cool is that? It's like, with age, it gets funnier with the age, trust me. Like, Like, it's horrible. It's dark and it's like literally mistaken, but it gets funny with age. The more you age, the more funny it gets. Either that or your like dark sense of humor develops and your like level of sarcasm is at such a point that you don't really give a single flying fuck and you ain't got no fucks to give. So that's why it's funny. Okay, so dark stuff aside. I mean, it's not dark though, is it? Here we are at the point in life when it's 25th of December. I did my recap on life in general, overall. I mean, in cryptic way, or like not so cryptic way. And yeah, progress happens. It's been quite a roller coaster overall, but this year it was chill. Sort of chill. It was more like more self-discoveries, not like actual physical traveling or anything, but like more of self-discoveries and like getting shit together, figuring out how to do stuff and figuring out how to move on, and like a lot of self-understanding in general and self-healing. So that was like making up most of the time, and the rest of it was basically petty little like family drama things that just fucking random. That and some like moments of losing friends, because like brain does the thing and you can just like feel it's not gonna work, and it's just like, oh yeah, so being a omnipotent freaking god of your own freaking head, it works, huh? It's all over the place. It's not that it works, but it's like one of the ways about it. So yeah, like finding, I mean, not really finding friends, like being left with just like few people you communicate with, redeveloping, like renewing connections with the family that you thought that you'd never speak with, and actually kind of like having this new connection in there. So it's kind of like nice being backed by kind of like own family that's kind of like cousins, which are also like rainbow. So it's kind of like the moment when somebody in the family is also fruity and then spicy, and like you understand each other finally, and there's somebody you can speak it with. It's amazing. And just that epic. And all in all, yeah, just kind of like being more happy with how things are. Not necessarily like trying to just like ruin everything or go on ballistic about stuff, but genuinely like being in the moment more and like taking it slow, because I was rushing the fuck away with stuff, and like that was driving me mental. And now it's just kind of like, yeah, there's this, and like I'm figuring stuff out, so eventually it'll lead to like a progress. So it's kind of like either that or some gods are gonna be like, okay, let's just, you know, get shit ready, get shit done, and get stuff going on. So yeah, I don't know, but yeah, I'm pretty proud of myself and how far I've come, and it feels like I'll go in further, so bitches. But yeah, there you go. Shit. Off to the next one.